Part 31, Chapter 7. At 7 the following morning, McKendrick's team began to set up an entirely different room for operating.
"We don't know enough about cyclo diseases," he told Johnny, "and their cadavers might be very infective to them when decayed. They're built of viruses, and there may be a virus smaller than viruses. So change your clothes and get brand new wires and equipment."
Johnny did, and when he came back, having given Mr. Tsung the problem of digging up another white coat, and was laying out new wires, he was astonished to hear McKendrick tell his nurse to go get Chirk.
"She's almost dead. Cyclo females have been feeding her for months with a stomach tube. The brain structure is similar, and the hole in the jaw is bigger. She's already in a coma, and we won't have to give her much methane. That's the anesthetic that knocks them out."
"I better go get her,"
said Johnny. He took a minecart and an air mask and went down to the rooms, which were always circulated with breathe gas. Two cyclo females came over at once when he pushed the cart toward Chirk's bed. There she lay, eyes shut, unmoving. But she was thin, almost skeletal. Poor Chirk. The two hefty females had no trouble at all laying her on the mine cart. Johnny thought he might have been able to do it himself. Her bones almost rattled.
"Give me a breathe gas mask for her,"
said Johnny. The two females looked at him blankly.
"Why?"
one said.
"So she can breathe,"
said Johnny impatiently. The other female said,
"It won't do any good to try to torture her first. In her state, she won't feel it."
Johnny was trying to wrap his wits around this, and seeing his confusion, the first one explained,
"We have been waiting for someone to come down to kill her. They always do. We wondered and wondered why you waited months. That's the only treatment the Catrists ever permitted for Lapsin."
What were these words? Well, Catrist was the medical scientist cult that really ran Cyclo. Didn't he know that? And Lapsin was a common disease which child females sometimes got. And although it was rare for one of Chirk's age, she's 30, you know, to get it, it was undeniable that she had Lapsin. And naturally, sooner or later, she had to be killed.
"I'm not going to kill her,"
said Johnny, indignant.
"I'm going to try to cure her."
They didn't believe him. In the first place, it was against the law to cure Lapsin. It was also against the law for an unauthorized person to trifle with the mind. So it followed that he was lying to them, just like a Catrist would. But it still wouldn't do any good to try to torture her before she was vaporized, as she wouldn't feel it, and he wouldn't enjoy it. Johnny had to get the breathe mask himself, put it on Chirk, and wheel her through the atmosphere lock. Behind him, the two females were telling each other,
"Torture! I told you so!"
Even getting his toe back into the civilization named Cyclo had upset Johnny. But he soon had Chirk in the improvised operating room. Thin as she was, it still took three of them to get her on the table. McKendrick had drilled all this out long ago, and his team was quite efficient. The new doctor lifted the mask enough to slip an expander into the mouth. A nurse slipped a methane tube under the mask edge and then stood with a stethoscope on Chirk's heart to detect beating changes. The heart evidently slowed down enough to suit her, and she nodded to McKendrick. The jaw holes were outside the mask edge, and McKendrick soon had the wires inserted through the tissue and into the brain. He positioned the head on the view screen very carefully. Johnny regulated the gun trigger for him. The nurse listened carefully to the heart and regulated the methane breathe gas mix. The capsule in her head got less and less. The metal on the plate terminal got more and more. 1 hour and 45 minutes later, McKendrick stood back, the extracted wires in his hands. A trickle of green on each side of the head was staunched by a nurse. The methane tube was taken away. The expander was removed from the mouth. The nurse turned up the breathe gas valve to maximum on the mask vial.
"We tried this on a workman a few months ago without operating,"
said McKendrick.
It will take her about 4 hours to come out of it, if she does.
Johnny was going to make sure nothing got in the road of her doing just that. He pushed the minecart and its burden out of the room and back to the lower atmosphere lock. The two Cyclo females were still inside and very surprised to see him. They gave him a hand, putting her back onto the bed. As Johnny was taking off her breathe gas mask, one of the females said,
"I suppose you brought her back here to order us to kill her."
That did it.
Johnny
kicked them both out. He got a chair and sat down outside the atmosphere lock. He was going to sit there all 4 hours and make very, very sure nobody else got any odd Cyclo ideas. At the end of that time, he hoped Turk would come too. But in any event, he was prepared to wait until she did.